This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Reducing labor costs is an obvious perk to autonomous innovation, but what about the other benefits? Michael Norcha, CEO of Pika, a self-sufficient aircraft company rooted in ag spraying, says the technology they've developed comes with several value propositions, with labor actually being the most minute of them all.
We can fly at night. A lot of the viable spray window in Latin America and really most of the world is 3 hours in the morning and maybe 1 hour in the evening. So being able to fly at night can double the spray window per day. It could conceivably triple it. We've done a lot to try and mitigate the risk of off-target chemical drift. So the aircraft has a dynamic wind model that runs on the vehicle and it updates 100 times per second. We're able to use that wind model to stop spraying when the conditions aren't suitable. We also want to try and do stuff relating to inversions and automatically detect those in order to stop spraying if there's any semblance of an inversion. The plane's really quiet. The whole spraying activity can be a lot less in your face. And that's definitely relevant for a grower who has to spray once per week year-round. Obviously, there's no human being in the aircraft. We really see that as like a powerful value proposition for customers who fly a lot of aircraft. Cost is the last one, so we could make it dramatically less expensive.
That's Michael Norcha, CEO of Pika. And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.